My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, D.C. And you can also find more about their work and buy their CDs at capitalsteps.com. And Mark, first of all, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And it's obviously always good to see that a new political year, a new Congress gets off to a really smooth start that there's no friction whatsoever. I'm sure if you're watching the John Boehner speaker vote yesterday, you were perhaps writing some lyrics for a new song. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you get to the point, it's kind of funny. I mean, you know, Boehner got kicked out years back for being too conservative out of the Republican leadership, and it sounded like some folks were feeling he was not quite conservative enough again, which comes as a shock to a lot of folks, certainly on the other side of the aisle. But, you know, he survived, and in his typical teary way, you know, he accepted the job, and then they immediately airlifted him to the Midwest so his tears could solve the drought crisis they've got out there.
Do you portray John Boehner in the shows? And if so, how do you get yourself to cry on command?
Well, you know, we have John Boehner in the show, but it's really more of a, you know, we do an homage to, I think of the name of the song, The Music of the Night, which was from...
Phantom, yeah.
Phantom, yeah, I'm sorry. And we have John Boehner, of course, come out, but the Phantom mask is bright orange. And he sings about the loonies of the right. So that's our, it's not really so much as an impression as an interpretation of him.
I see. Well, John Boehner's obviously one of the top political figures in the nation right now. And, you know, not that long ago, for those of us who have been in Washington for a while, there was a lot of attention when John Kerry was running for president. Ultimately, he did not win, of course.
Yeah.
He remained in the Senate. Now he's about to leave the Senate, assuming he is confirmed as the next Secretary of State. So are you going to be dusting off that one, too?
Yeah, we might have to dust that one off. You know, he always kind of sounds like, I don't know, a bit of a, like a drowsy late night, you know, newsman or something. And he's got I'm John Kerry. And he, you know, how he used to just ramble on and, you know, he could take a 5-second answer and turn it into about a minute and a half, which was glorious for us.
Absolutely right. So, well, one of the things he was well known for when running for president, and we'll see if this happens again if he's Secretary of State, is he was very creative at making sure that no matter what side of the issue you were on, he wanted to make sure that you thought that he was on your side.
That's right. He had the famous quote, "Well, I voted for it before I voted against it."
Yes.
That was one of his famous war quotes.
So here's a look back from the Capitol Steps CD, Four More Years in the Bush Leagues, which obviously refers to then-President Bush's reelection. But the title of this one is, I've Taken Stands on Both Sides Now.
Thank you all so very much. You'll have to pardon me if I'm a little bit hyper this evening. I'll try to bring it down. Now, as you know, the elections did not turn out as I had hoped. When the first exit polls came out, I was ebullient, downright giddy to think I might be the next president. But obviously, a lot of people decided to vote for me before they decided to vote against me. And while I tried to reach out to the NASCAR dads, I didn't succeed. But I did get the vote of every gay duck hunting windsurfer in America. But now I'd like to bring out someone who's very, very special to me. She's much more than a condiment heiress with a snoot full of cash. She's also the woman who gives me 57 varieties of sweet lovin'. So please welcome my beautiful wife, Teresa Hines Carey.
Some people say you're erudite and you take money from the right.
And others hear a liberal bite in everything I say.
It took guts to oppose a war you're on the record voting for.
And one thing I can say for sure, I could go either way. I've taken stands on both sides now, on pro and con, on both somehow.
John, do one thing decisively.
Election day, I'll vote for me.
positions are correctable to make you more electable.
And no one can detect the bull,
because it's plain to see a candidate should unify, inspire, and electrify.
And since they couldn't find that guy, they nominated me. Campaigning, don't you love it, hun?
Yes, telling folks to shove, it's fun. Remember when we tied the knot? You said, I do.
And I do not.
Ah, lovely duet from Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, our two favorite members of the Capitol Steps.
I brought a tear to my eye listening to that wonderful tune.
Absolutely right. And, you know, you might have to dust it off here a little bit because given the world right now, he's probably going to be in the news quite a bit.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And, well, we wish Hillary the best, though, in her recovery. She's given us lots of fodder, but certainly don't like to make fun of anybody who's having an illness. So we wish her a speedy recovery from her little problem she's got.
Absolutely. And she was going to step down at this point anyway. So now
right.
the big speculation will be, is she well enough, does she want to run for president in 2016? So dust off the speculation songs all you want there, Mark. That'll be fun, too, because, you know, we're not quite to inauguration day yet, but the speculation for 2016 really should have begun the day after the
election.
Yeah, the
campaigns, if you're not really campaigning at this point, you're really behind the eight ball. You know, you're losing traction every day that you're not on the road already.
That's right. You already need to have a little efficiency in Des Moines and Manchester, I
that's
think.
Right, that's right.
At this point. Well, Mark, again, Happy New Year. Look forward to having fun with you guys throughout 2013, and we'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work and buy their stuff at CapitolSteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.